And so what are some of the projects currently being worked on by Better Together?
So one of the projects that we're working on right now focus on building community infrastructure, not just physical infrastructure as we're used to, such as highways and bridges and things like that, but digital infrastructure, things like social network applications, tools for people to connect and share.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're working on is building up a shared public community infrastructure, such as a version of Facebook that is community-owned, for example, or a version of Amazon that's community-owned. The idea is bringing people, empowering people to participate in these processes that are normally held at a distance or in closed doors. We want to allow people to have more control and more understanding of what's going on, to educate people and empower people to participate, not just be consumers, but be producers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the projects that we're working on currently include a local community platform called the Better Together Community Hub, which is available right now in the Labrador Straits, Quebec Lower North Shore, and other areas as we attract new members and new participants. And as well, we have a project called Community Commerce, which we're working on, which is what you can imagine is a way to find the things that are around you, the products, such as you want to buy a book, or a tool around you, but you don't know which stores carry it. So the idea would be to allow people to have their own online stores, make it accessible as a first step, because we're also transitioning into sort of an item library to be able to list the things that you have, ECHOs, and you want to share, because we want to encourage caring and sharing, as that may sound, but we know that it's through actually helping each other out that we can make a big difference.
And also, too, if I know that a business locally has something that I want, I'm going to rather support locally than order online, something like that. So,
yes, that's exactly right, because, you know, we're all told now that we should buy local. We want to support local businesses because they're suffering, particularly during the pandemic. But it's not easy to do so. It's a bit more cumbersome than people are used to now. Most people will often just order it online because it's easy. They can search, they can find the things that they're looking for. They have a bit more of an interactive experience rather than having to drive up down the coast, checking all the stores, maybe still never finding what you're looking for. And this is a way to encourage people to discover what's around them, but also to be able to, say, order online, pay for it ahead of time, and then when you go to pick it up, you can actually have a conversation with the staff, with the owners, because that pressure to buy isn't there. You've already made your purchase.
And where can people find information about Better Together, Robert, and also to join the group?
People can find information about Better Together and join the group at our community hub, hub.bebettertogether.ca, or also through the main site, which is bebettertogether.ca. I just want to say that we are really looking for community participation. But what I've seen so far, it's a really top-down experience that people have where they are, things happen to them. Government makes decisions and people react. But I'm trying to facilitate, and we're trying to facilitate, a more engaged process where people actually have an active stake in what they're building and have control over what's going on. We're really looking for public feedback. We want everybody on the coast to be involved in this. So we're actively looking for active participants from the community. And anybody can contribute. You don't have to know how to program. You don't know how to be a salesperson. We want to hear from people. We want to know what would you like to have in your own community platform. And we really are taking a participatory approach.
Okay, great. And thank you for taking the time to speak with CFBS today about Better Together. And of course, I invite our listeners to check out our Facebook page, and of course, the Facebook page of Better Together and the website bettertogether.ca. Working together with communities to solve local problems, this could be something for everyone to be a part of and to move forward together as a collective group as a whole. So please be sure, everyone, to follow this. We'll have it all posted on our Facebook page and website along with this interview. So thank you, Robert. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Abby, and thank you, everyone at CFBS, for having us on.
Okay, everyone, that was Robert Smith, co-founder of Better Together, a community group dedicated to connecting and empowering people to make a difference in their communities. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.